enigmatic, charismatic, causing havoc, beer drinking, ass kicking, comedic, strategic, no work, all play, lead singer of Detroit Perfect and Halfway. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host with the most. I am Bill Halfway Hamill. You are listening to my show, Hamill's Halfway House. Now, that intro song that I play every week is a Detroit Perfect song. It's the first song on our first EP. It's called Dreams. I actually wrote the motherfucker back in 2002. Shawnee Constant added the doo-wop thing at the beginning. And the Ramon kind of deal. Someone summed it up, I think it was a friend of ours named Fred Bell. I think he said it best. He was like, it's like Motley Crue meets the Ramones. Because God knows, Motley Crue's my favorite band. Ramones in the top five. So, yeah, that sounds about right. So that song and that EP, the drummer who played on it is a woman by the name of Andy Says. Before we went in to record the second EP, she moved to India for a year. Now, I'm always looking for an excuse to go to New York City. So she wasn't flying on a metro. She actually flew out of JFK. And I have relatives, you know, in Queens and in Manhattan. So I said, you know what? Fuck it. I said, I'll drive you. So we hung out one night in New York, and then I took her to the airport. And then we recruited Mr. Chuck Bean. Now, Chuck is quite possibly the most talented guy I know. He is not a drummer by trade, folks. He is a guitar player and a songwriter. And Sean and I wrote all the songs for Detroit Perfect. I mean, everybody added their parts, but for the most part, Sean and I wrote everything. So then we recruited Chuck. And you couldn't ask for a better drummer. And more importantly, you couldn't ask for a better human being. I'm going to go back here for a second. Before Andy joined the band, it was just Sean and I playing acoustics. And, you know, I had whatever I had and brought to him. And he had written some songs. And I'm in a Detroit Perfect kind of mood right now. So he had this one song in particular where he had written everything out except for the second verse. So I took the song home, wrote the second verse, sang it. So it is the only Shawnee Constant and Bill Halfway Hamill duet that I think you'll probably ever hear. But who knows? Stranger things have happened. So, from the Detroit Perfect EP, Detroit Perfect 2, and what an apropos title, I tell ya. This is called No Love Songs. Na 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 na.
Less forever than 6 months waiting, it ain't getting no better. I woke up. up on the slide next to you. Too much of a good thing, didn't know what to do. Crash and burn, it always seems the same. I was just born to suck at that game. Till we trim my leg, headed back home to have another beer. I'll be drinking alone. Cigarette to the head, instead of raking leaves, you punching my leg. Different day, it's just the same old shit. So Gary, old man playing Sid, I didn't think I'd love him, but man, I did. But unlike Nancy Sponge and that bitch ain't dead.
Detroit Perfect with No Love Songs. You can find us on the web at facebook.com/Detroit Perfect or go to halfwayhamel.com. And while you're there, you may as well follow me on Twitter at halfwayhamel. I'd be remiss in not mentioning our bass player, one Eric Bachman, and of course, producer extraordinaire, the saint himself, Santo Ludi, and I want to give my condolences out to Santo. I love him like a brother. He just recently lost his aunt. I love you, Santo. Hope to see you soon, brother. These next two bands were brought to my attention by the lovely Miss Chelsea Maxine. And by the time this show airs, I'll have probably seen this first band I'm going to play for you. They are called Nuke and the Hell Riders, and the name of the song is King of the Hop.
Well, you can call me the King of the Hop. I said, oh, you motherfuckers, let me get live. I said, call me the King of the Hop. I said, rock the little mama, make her see me inside. I said, call my little baby, call my little mama. Call me the King of the Hop. Well, you can call me the King of the Blues. Cause I'm sure dinosaurs are even for the blues. I said, call me the King of the Blues. Well, I could be women when I walk in the room. I said, call my little baby, call my little mama. Call me the King of the Hop.
That was Nuke and the Hell Riders with King of the Hop. You can find them at ReverbNation.com/Nuke and the Hell Riders. How about that? Go figure. This next act was also brought to my attention by the lovely Miss Chelsea. They are called Hook and Crook. And they are men after my own heart, because the name of this song is Trickin' Song.
Just down right,
and Crooks with Drinking Song. And you can find them on the web at reverbnation.com/hookandcrooks. Now, Crooks is spelled with a K, mind you. And it's just the letter N. So Hook, the letter N, Crooks with a K. I once again gotta thank the lovely Miss Chelsea Maxine for bringing these two great bands to my attention, because Lord knows I am a busy man. All kidding aside though, folks, Friday, May 23rd at 7 o'clock at the Diesel Bar, which is located at 33151 23 Mile Road in Chesterfield, Michigan, zip code 48047. We're going to be having the benefit for Robert Vineski. I know him as Bobby. He was in a band called Deaf Go Blind, who will be playing that night. My band, Halfway 2, will be doing a cover set that night as well. There will be 50-50 raffles, a silent auction. Heaven's Wish is going to be headlining the show. Besides the bands I mentioned, there will also be the Gobies, Psycho Circle, and Short on Shame, which sounds like would be a good nickname for me, as a matter of fact. Doors are at 7 o'clock. Halfway 2 will be the first band up. It's a $10 cover, but it's well worth it. Bobby's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, so this is just a great thing that I guess his family and Deaf Go Blind put together. They were so kind to invite Jason and I, and of course the rest of Halfway 2. It's well worth every penny, folks. You could go to halfwayhamel.com under calendar. All the info is there. And thank you very much. I hope to see y'all there. And please stop by and say hello. I gotta give my Detroit Perfect partner a plug. He never asked me to plug this stuff. I just do it out of the goodness of my heart. It's facebook.com/rutstrutter. I know they have a video of some live shit that they did. They don't have any recordings yet. And as I said last week, as soon as they do, I will play that on the show. Part of the reason I bring up Sean is I went to his page and I was looking for bands to play on the show, and I came across a great band called Raw Dogs. So here's Raw Dogs with Midnight.
Oh,
with Midnight. Find them at ReverbNation.com/RawDogs. Thank you, Sean, even if you didn't have any idea of what I was doing. A couple weeks ago, I recorded a show, but it came out really fucking shitty. And there's a couple songs from that show I'd like to play, two in particular. This first one, the Metro Times has declared them quite possibly the geekiest band in all of Metro Detroit. Now, I find that a little hard to digest because I have played with some really big Dungeons and Dragons, and nothing against anybody that role plays and whatever, Dungeons and Dragons and fucking geeks, man. And they could say about me, well, you know, Bill Hamill, there's that fucking drunk and drug addict and whatever, but I worship at the altar of rock and roll. And what are the three commandments of rock and roll? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It may be a little cliche, but hey, fuck it. Anyway, I do digress. This is featuring my good buddy Jimmy Wood with Drink My Purple Kool-Aid, Stroller Coaster. Drink My Purple Kool-Aid. And if you go to their Facebook page, they have a really cool video for it up there. And that's at facebook.com/StrollerCoaster. And hey, Jim, man, you got to come over. We got a jam, brother. All right, the other band that I played a couple weeks ago that I had to erase, they've been going back and forth between here and Los Angeles. They're trying to make it big out there in LA, so they have nothing but my utmost respect. And it's funny because I've been booking these guys since they were kids. I mean, they're still young, but, you know, one of the cat's father was the manager, Eric, who's still a good friend of mine, a friend of Santos. But yeah, great band. They're called Jacked, and this is their song, Vacation, which I desperately need, folks. Vacation. You can find them at ReverbNation.com/jacked. Jacked is spelled J-A-K-D-D. Now, I was speaking about how I used to book Jacked at the bar I was working at. They had a booker, but he quit. And I can understand why now in hindsight, because it was a total pain in my fucking ass. I got paid on the percentage of alcohol. As you all know, I live at beautiful 8 Mile in Gratiot. Unfortunately, for some of the northern suburbanites, they're a little scared to come down this way. So they do the more northern bars. But my two good buddies from Novi had no problem playing here. And how I found them was, I was in Long Island, and I was trying to find bands to book for the bar, and I was on Craigslist, and I came across a band called Laserface. You know, and now that I think about it, half the time my shit was always flagged. I don't know who did that, but whoever you are, fuck you. So anyway, Nick got a hold of me, and so I booked them without ever fucking hearing them. Because I'll tell you this, when you're booking a band, 9 times out of 10, the band's gonna suck a big fat dick. So, Laserface shows up to the bar, and it's just Nick on guitar and vocals and harmonica, and Scott on the drums. And I'm thinking, well, what the fuck is this, the White Stripes? But then they started playing, and I was flabbergasted. How's that for a word? Flabbergasted. Anyway, I digress. But yeah, I was just blown the fuck away. And Sean wasn't there, but I called him and I was like, dude, you have got to check these motherfuckers out, man. And a lot of times Sean and I don't necessarily agree on what is good, but on this occasion we most definitely did. And so they wanted to record their first, demo or whatever the fuck. And so they said, hey, Bill, can we record in your basement? And they brought over a producer / engineer, and he had a board, and he put blankets all over my fucking basement and whatever. But before that, I went to Frankenmuth for one night and got totally shit-faced. The second night, I went up to Halfway To guitar player Jason Hackstock's cottage, which is in Standish, Michigan, which is about 4 hours from Metro Detroit, from where I live. I ended up getting up at 8 a.m. because I had to be here by noon to meet the Laserface guys, and that was like the worst drive of my life. I thought I was going to fall asleep. I was about ready to call Nick and tell him, hey, man, I got to pull over at this rest stop because I'm going to fucking die. But I made it, and they went down and they recorded, and I actually fell asleep on my couch upstairs. And for anybody who's ever heard Nick play, he's a fucking beast. I did eventually wake up. And I went, I own an HHR, and I actually went in my hatch, and I went to sleep in there. So, yeah, without further ado, I give you my boys Nick and Scott, collectively known as Laserface, and this is their song, So Much Awesome.
So give me loving all night long, because you're loving me. Woohoo!
With so much awesome recorded here at the Halfway 2 Studios at beautiful 8 Mile and Gratiot. They didn't use any of my shit, but it was recorded in my basement. God knows I love these two motherfuckers, but I do have a bone to pick. I'm in the midst right now of recording an all-acoustic record. So I called Nick, and he said he was going to get a hold of Scott. And they were going to come and record. And did that happen? No, it did not. I was on my Twitter today, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to plug Laserface, because those two cannot market themselves worth a shit. So I went on Twitter, and I put Detroit's, you know, best kept secret, Laserface. And I put all the links up to all their stuff. I love you guys, man, and I'm just fucking around. But I you know, give a motherfucker a call sometime, okay? I still love you. Oh, sorry. Go to facebook.com/laserface. It is awesome. All right. Now it's time for the headliner, folks. Because you know it wouldn't be Hamill's Halfway House if I did not play this band. My opinion, greatest band going in Metro Detroit. Fuck Metro Detroit. The whole goddamn country today. Now, fuck that. The whole goddamn world. No, fuck that. The whole fucking universe. I don't care if there's a band on Mars. They're fucking better. And I am going to prove that to you right now. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to introduce, from Riverview, from the Great Lakes State of Michigan, the Porcelain Doll Collection with, hey, Archie. Collection with, hey, Archie. So tell me, what do you think? Should we do one more by the Dolls? I'm not sure who I'm asking because I'm here by myself. So really, it's up to me. And I say, yeah, what the fuck? So here is, once again, the Porcelain Doll Collection with Prada.
Yeah.
Porcelain Doll Collection with product. Find them at ReverbNation.com/the Porcelain Doll Collection. I want to thank all the acts, all the artists that I played on the show tonight. I want to especially thank the lovely Miss Chelsea Maxine. I'd like to thank my brother in Detroit Perfect, Mr. Shawnee Constant. But I would most especially like to thank each and every one of you who tuned in to Hamel's Halfway House. Don't forget, Friday, May 23rd at the Diesel Lounge in Chesterfield, and that's on 23 Mile Road, folks. And that's going to be the benefit for Bobby. It's going to be Deaf Go Blind, Heaven's Wish. And of course, Halfway 2. There will be some other bands there as well. Please come check that out. You could go to halfwayhamel.com. Go to the calendar section. And you can find out everything there. On the homepage of the website, you could find the video for I Need a Job. So if you want to see that, it's a very funny video. Of course, I'm a little biased. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Halfway Hamel. If you're interested in emailing me and you just want to tell me to fuck myself, or if you want to hear your song on Hamel's Halfway House, email me at halfwayhamel.com. So once again, from beautiful 8 Mile in Gratiot, not even a block away from the greatest city in the world, the Motor City. As Kiss once said, Detroit, Rock City. I bid you all peace.
Man, I know I gotta get a job. I know I need to make money, but I really don't want to get a job, because I really, really don't have the time.
Yeah, I chill on Facebook 12 hours a day. I couldn't tell you last time I got paid. The other 12 hours is when I sleep. I'm in debt, yo, and I'm in deep.
I'm in debt.
But who has time to pay the bills? I'm a busy man. I got no time to kill. I got things I need to get done, yeah. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one.
People say I'm lazy cause I don't work. But they don't know jack, cause they're just jerks. They're just jealous, cause I'm at home
watching TV, playing on my iPhone.
But
who has time to fill out an app? I'd rather stay home and take a nap.
that. He comes a repo man, I got to run. Yeah, I need a job, but I don't want one.
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one.
Work it all play is my kind of fun. I need a job, I don't want one. He lives at home with his mom.
Yes,
he needs a job, he don't want one.
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one.
Please, mom. Please, mom. Do I really have to get a job?
Yes,
come on,
you have to get a job. I told you.
Come on.
Yes. You must get a job, Harry. Get a job.
Please.
Get a job.
So we don't have
Harry,
to get a job.
Get out of this house. Get a job, Harry. I'm tired of looking after you. And pick up your sock.